Hello everybody, my name is Juan and I am doing my Unit 6 Judiciary Mastery Project in a solo podcast. Okay, so today I'm going to answer the learning objectives on the website. So let's begin. The first question is identify and explain the organization of the judiciary. Well, the judiciary consists of three types of courts, the lowest of them being the district courts. There are 44 district courts in the United States, and these courts have original jurisdiction, which means that criminal, minor criminal, or civil cases go to these courts to be decided, and this is where cases usually start off at. And the next type of court are the U.S. Court of Appeals. These courts have appellate jurisdiction, which means that they hear cases that have already been decided. So they usually hear cases that have already been decided by the district courts. And the U.S. Court of Appeals is the most influential court system in the U.S. because it decides most of the cases that are tried in the U.S. because the Supreme Court isn't able to really look at a lot of cases. They only pick the most important ones. So the U.S. Court of Appeals tends to be the most influential because it receives a broader spectrum of court cases and it gives out a lot of decisions every year. So the U.S. Court of Appeals usually sets the precedent for other cases, for other courts to follow. Now the last type of court is the U.S. Supreme Court. This is the only court that was created by the Constitution. The other two types of courts were created to help with the flow of cases that have become increasingly more and more throughout the years. And the U.S. Supreme Court has both appellate and original jurisdiction, although the appellate jurisdiction is usually exercised more. And the U.S. Supreme Court has the power to declare if something is constitutional or unconstitutional. And there's a very big process of getting a case to be tried at the Supreme Court, which involves which involves appealing the court after it's been decided in the appeals court. You appeal it to the Supreme Court, and then they have to get a rule of four. They look at all these cases. If four of the nine judges decide to look at the case, and they consider it, then they hear briefs from both sides, and then they take a vote, and after that vote, there's briefs that are assigned that the senior judge assigns if he's in the majority. If he's not, then the most senior judge on the Supreme Court from the majority side decides who writes the brief of the decision. And then once they do that, they print it in their own shop because they don't want leaks going out. And then they tell the public about it. And then from then on out, that's the precedent for those types of cases. So for similar cases, they look to that decision. All right. The second question is identify and provide examples of the powers of the judiciary powers. Well, the judiciary is mainly used to make decisions for court cases. For the lower types of courts, they set a balance by deciding who is guilty or non-guilty for criminal and civil cases. So they keep the balance for that. This is important because there's a lot of cases that arise every year, and there needs to be a legal system that can decide who is to blame, how much money should they give this person, actually a factor for like this type of case, stuff like that. But the constitutional power that was given to the Supreme Court is they could decide whether something is constitutional or not. And they're basically seen as being the law of the land. They